From NPR News in Washington, I'm Brian Naylor. President Obama wrapped up the second phase of his overseas trip today, meeting at the Vatican with Pope Benedict. Mr. Obama was heard to tell the pontiff the just-concluded G8 summit was very productive. The president arrives later today at his next stop in Ghana, where he's received thousands of text messages sent from all over Africa. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
White House media advisor Macon Phillips said President Obama wanted the text messages to be part of a continental African conversation.
What we can do is look at all of this response and find trends and sort of popular issues, and it gives us a better understanding of what people are thinking about. So there's much greater value than just the question and answer. It's yet another way for us to see what's happening on the ground.
The White House said there had been messages of support and criticism from more than 50 African countries. President Obama will answer a number of the texts sent in, which will be selected by journalists from Kenya, Senegal, and South Africa. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
General Motors emerged from bankruptcy protection today more quickly than many analysts had expected. The company is slimmer, with four brands rather than eight, and far fewer employees and dealers. CEO Fritz Henderson said business as usual for the carmaker is over.
We're committed to listening to our customers, responding to consumer market trends, empowering the people of General Motors who are closest to the customer to make decisions, and seek opportunities every day for direct communication between our customers and employees at every level, starting with me.
Henderson promised the company would repay $50 billion in government loans ahead of schedule. Taxpayers own some 60% of the company. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is proposing strong new regulations on dealers in financial instruments called derivatives. The freewheeling market in derivatives has been blamed in part for the worldwide financial meltdown. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
Relatively few people understand derivatives. Basically, they're financial instruments that derive their value from underlying assets such as bonds, oil, or mortgage-backed securities. Trading in derivatives has been almost entirely without regulation. And when those underlying assets, including subprime mortgages, lost value, it contributed to disaster in financial markets. Treasury Secretary Geithner told a joint congressional committee that he wants derivatives traders to prove they have capital to cover their investments and to keep much better records. Changes in derivatives regulation would be one small part of the Obama administration's plan to overhaul the financial system, which is facing months of consideration in Congress. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 74 points to 8109. The S&P 500 also down. This is NPR News. Worshippers turned up at mosques in riot-hit parts of Urumqi, China today, ignoring orders canceling Friday prayers. About 100 men argued with guards demanding they be led into the White Mosque near the Muslim Uyghur neighborhood that saw some of the worst violence Sunday. A Uyghur policeman said a decision was made to open the mosque to avoid an incident. The broken pieces of Air France Flight 447 are being hauled back to France for further study as the search for further remains of the Airbus A330 ends. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Some 640 pieces of the plane, from engine covers to a nearly intact tail, are aboard a ship and expected to arrive in France next week, where they will be taken to a site near Toulouse for further study of what caused the June 1st crash. Those submarines and special U.S.-supplied listening devices continue trawling the Atlantic for signs of the plane's voice and data recorders. Hope of finding them is fading. Air France pilots sharply criticized the airline at a shareholders' meeting yesterday for not doing enough to prevent the crash, specifically for not having replaced the speed monitors that have been implicated as a partial cause of the failure of the plane's computerized operating system. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
The U.S. trade deficit fell to its lowest level in more than 9 years in May. Because of the weak economy, imports were down for the 10th straight month. Exports of U.S. products are also down, but those declines have been smaller than the plunge in imports. The trade deficit is running at about half of last year's level, a trend analysts say is likely to continue. I'm Brian Naylor, National Public Radio News in Washington.